American Crystal Sugar Company cooperative members harvested a good crop this year. This was a slight surprise for Vice President of Agriculture Brian Inglesrud, given the dry conditions seen throughout much of the American Crystal growing area.
We thought, oh boy, here we go again. It's going to be a third short crop. Middle of August came and we started getting rain, and we got almost two times the normal amount of rain between the middle of August and the middle of October. We ended up with just a little under what we were hoping for in terms of yield, 28.7 tons per acre. And total tonnage, though, because we had a high number of acres harvested, again, back to the dry conditions, very little amount of root disease. And so just about every acre that was planted was able to be harvested. And we ended up with crop size of 11.8 million tons in total. That's the third most that we've had in our company's history.
Inglesrud says sugar content for this year's crop is around 18%, about as expected. Sugar beets went into storage very cool. The co-op is watching the warmer than usual conditions, but aren't really concerned about it at this time.
That's where we lose a lot of sugar, frankly, is in November, where the piles are making that transition from 50 degrees down to 30. A lot of them started at the 40s, and so, yeah, we felt pretty good about storage. It's going to be a longer storage season for us this year, though, than what we've seen with the two shorter crops. And so we're going to need some good cold weather this winter to get them frozen.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.